7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another program of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. On this a very auspicious and beautiful day, that is the 15th of Sha'aban, the birth of the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the savior of mankind, a person who humanity is waiting for, an individual, a personality that has been mentioned in all of the divine books. We just do not know where he's been mentioned at times, but a person and an individual and a divine essence that, you know, the earth cannot exist without. So in this regard, my congratulations and felicitations to the entirety of humanity on this being the birth of the final and the, you know, saving light of humanity. It is Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala, farajum sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his, you know, eventual and ultimate reappearance, inshallah. And make us ready and make us of those who are able to assist in his mission and not of those who oppose him, inshallah. So on this day, being the 15th of Sha'ban, it is only, you know, worthy to mention and to, you know, introduce a book that speaks about the Imam alayhi salam to our dear listeners. So inshallah, in our next segment, the book that obviously we will be introducing is one that speaks about the Imam alayhi salam. So please stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio on this the auspicious day of the 15th of the Islamic month of Sha'aban, which is the day of the birth of the Savior of humanity, the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam al-Mahdi, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Fadail al-Mahdi, which roughly translates as the merits of the Mahdi alayhi salam. This is a short booklet or biography that was compiled by Brother Ali Akbar Ta'alafi and was translated into English by Sayyid Athar Hussein H.S. Rizvi. So obviously the original was in Persian and translated into English. So this book or this short booklet is a short biography of Imam Mahdi. So in the beginning, it contains a short biography of the Imam and then goes through certain ahadith that speak about certain events and certain occurrences and certain things regarding the Imam alayhi salam. For example, his similarity with the prophets, the reason of his arrival, how do you, you know, wait for the Imam, him being the final proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and him forming the universal government at the end of times, and so on and so forth, are certain issues that are discussed in this book. And in the introduction of this book, the compiler or author, is Brother Ali Akbar Ta'alafi, mentions the following point, and it is worth mentioning. He says that in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. And he mentions the 33rd verse from Surah Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanliness from you, O people of the house, and to purify you a thorough purification. Or he says, a thorough purifying. The Lord of the worlds honored the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt with the robe of infallibility and purity. That he takes from the verse, and we know that this verse is what is used by Islamic theologians, especially the theologians of the Maktab of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to prove the infallibility of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And thus never did they waver from the right path. We could only achieve salvation and perfection if we followed the example set by them. They are such exemplary personalities that they have no peer on the road of guidance. And he goes on and he mentions that why he wrote this book. So we just want to focus on this, that the aim of this book, of which the author mentions. And he says that the aim of this booklet is to educate the Muslim masses about Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It should be about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and especially for the youth, who can profit greatly by this endeavor. So obviously he wants to introduce to the youth the necessity of knowing the Imam of their time. Each chapter of this booklet begins with a brief historical introduction, followed by the virtues and excellences of the exalted family, that is the progeny of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book, of one of the chapters, and hopefully it benefits us all. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio on this, the auspicious day of the 15th of Sha'ban. And to recap, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Fadail al-Mahdi, or The Merits of Imam al-Zaman, or The Merits of the Mahdi, compiled by or written by Brother Ali Akbar Talafi and translated by Sayyid Athar Hussein Rizvi. Unfortunately, there was no publication date or place of publication that I could find for this book, but it is available on anislam.org. So one of the chapters, or rather the first chapter of this particular book, or as the author says, booklet, is that the author deals and discusses a short biography of the Imam alayhi salam. And this is where we'll be reading for the benefit of myself and our dear listeners, that on this day that we get more acquainted with at least the historical background of the Imam of our time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance. A short biography of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Hazrat Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is the 12th and last of the chain of the purified Imams alayhi salam and the divine successors. He was born at the time of dawn on Friday, the 15th of Sha'aban, in the year 255 AH, that is the Islamic calendar, after Hijri, in the city of Samarra, which is in today current day Iraq. His respected father is Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, who is the 11th Imam alayhi salam. His beloved mother is Janab al-Narghis Khatun rahmatullah alayha. She was the descendant of the Caesar of Rome from her father's side, and from her mother's side she had a descendant from Shamun, the vicegerent of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. This exalted personality has the same name and kunya, agnomen, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His titles are Al-Mahdi, Hujja, Qa'im, Muntadhar, Sahib al-Zaman, and Khalifa al-Salih. His most famous honorific, however, is Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get better acquainted with the Imam alayhi salam, and to be of those who are of his assistance and know of those who oppose him. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.